You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Portugal is really an amazing story, a very sad story, but an important story. What too few people recognize is just how bad things have been in Portugal. This isn't just about the economic crisis, it's actually about the whole decade leading up to it. Over the past 12 years, economic growth in Portugal has been worse than it was in the US in 12 years around the Great Depression. It's been worse than it was in Japan in the 12 years around the lost decade, a truly abysmal performance. So what's going on? Ricardo Reis looks at this very carefully and notes that Portugal, in fact, that Portugal had a period of very strong capital inflows. So a lot of money coming into the country. The problem as he sees it is Portugal has a fairly underdeveloped financial system. So that attracted money towards the non-tradable or service sectors. And that in turn caused the real exchange rate to rise. In turn, that's led resources to come away from the tradable sector. Basically, a lot of the money ended up in the least productive parts of the Portuguese economy. A lot of investment in lower productivity firms actually lowers Portugal's overall productivity. Combine that with the fact that they've had fairly strong rises in taxes, and you start to get a sense of why it is the Portuguese economy has grown so slowly. It's important to understand this because Portugal stands apart from the other poor performers in Europe. So we're probably not surprised to see Italy have done so poorly given its political dysfunction. Or Spain and Ireland, they make sense given the huge house price bubbles that those countries had. Portugal experienced neither of these, but instead there's a whole different disease going on, and it's the problem of underperforming investment.